two families from the Wexford area came to spend the weekend in our county in the fall. And they were overnighting in a house in McBride Street in the fall. And during the course of the night, the house was entered. The keys of their vehicle was taken. It was a Jeep, and that was found burned out in the convoy area.
These two families must be left badly shaken by this, considering they were here for a weekend break.
Well, you know, we have a beautiful county at this time with the sunshine and it really shows itself off in its splendour. And the people of Rafal are welcoming people, and the town is a welcoming town. There's a lot to offer historically and in the surrounding areas. And the people didn't deserve what happened to them, and the people of Rafal, or this particular area, doesn't deserve the publicity that has been set upon this family and on the area.
And considering they were here on a holiday, it really sends out the wrong message to people coming to visit the county.
Yes, and I think it's important that the people are reassured that this isn't reflective of the area, and certainly not reflective of the people of Rafal. And people are welcome here, and normally go about their business on 100. And this is a disgrace that people would do this to visitors to our county, which we all do, except the few who are out to cause harm in a most welcoming way. And I should say as well, that the concerns that have been voiced to me today are that when this is taken in conjunction with what has gone on in the recent past in regards of burglary and theft and break-ins and some with very serious consequences, people are impatient and, the law must take its course. But people find it difficult that apparently, publicly at least, no one has been held to account for what is happening.